played late night, about 2 in the morning, with Two Bears, and we had various dancers with us on stage from the gay night Sync the Pink. The crowd was fantastic. The show was lots of fun. It's an awesome venue. Like, Port Merion is just an incredible, crazy place. And the festival, it's kind of aesthetic, like, really fits my kind of taste in music. So I think it's a really cool one. It was like a no-brainer for us, like, to go back and do it with Hot Chip.
They really do take care of every aspect of the experience, don't they? From the food to kind of the views, and it's not just music, there's poetry and lantern parades, everything you could. It's quite dreamlike, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really dreamlike, and that really fits with the crazy setting at Port Merion, which it seems like it was designed by, like, some kind of pixie architects, like Italian pixies. Yeah, that kind of really adds to it. And, like, last year, for instance, I saw, like, a Welsh male voice choir covering New Order, Blue Monday, As the Sun Was Going Down, for instance. They kind of take care to try and include loads of that kind of fun, interesting stuff. I need you now. Sometimes those festivals don't really take care of, like, all the other aspects, and they can feel a little bit corporate and horrible, but we love to play at festivals that don't feel like that, and Festival Number 6 is definitely one of those, along with, like, Bestival and Glastonbury and Blackheath and various other ones. You know, the kind of smaller, nicer festivals are definitely great experiences for us, and I'm going to be there all weekend from Friday to Sunday doing various things and DJing and doing various activities. So
some surprises then?
Yes, there will be. We're going to do a daytime party with my label Greco-Roman, hopefully, and the Two Bears are going to hopefully DJ as well, and then there's also a Hot Chip Live performance. So I hopefully will be performing, like, 3 times in different guises over the weekend, and then I'll be checking out all the stuff that's going on in between.
Well, tell us about Hot Chip set then, because I guess you're going to be doing a few festivals next year, but what can people expect?
Working out some new things. We like to keep the set fresh. So we, if people have any suggestions, stuff that we can do, please, like, tweet us or something. You know, if you've got any, like, particular songs that you'd like us to play or cover, we're basically turning into like a covers band. So if anyone has any good ideas, please, like, share them with us. But yeah, we'll make an effort to do stuff that we haven't done before. We don't actually really know what that is yet, because probably May, June, we will get together and work out a fun new stuff to do. I only wanna be your
one lifestand. What are you up to at the moment then? Because it's not long since Why Make Sense came out, but have you been writing?
We're working on kind of side projects, recording and DJing. I think Alexis is working on some solo music, which, you know, he's released several records in the past. I think he's working on that, and I'm working on some new Two Bears stuff and some new stuff to come out under my own name on my label Greco-Roman. So it's basically that. Like, it's kind of early days. Like, I don't think we know when stuff is going to be released yet, but there'll be lots of new music and various guises coming, like, through the year.